Welcome to Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode is loosely themed around cooking and tea like we've never seen it before. Despite having a common subject, these two poems and a piece of microfiction are vastly different, employing the surreal, vivid repetition of color and imagery and translation, each striking in a different way. This first piece of surreal microfiction leaves us wanting an Earl Grey, although we may never look at tea the same way again. It's called Tea Party. It was written by Rachel Rear and published by Spork Press in October 2020. Enjoy.
Sister starts bathing in tea bags, boxes of Irish breakfast ordered in bulk, pitched overboard into running water. Hundreds of tea bags a night, boxes delivered to the doorstep stacked 17 high, mailmen squinting beneath their brim like, "What kind of freaky thing are you at in there?" Bags and bags, the bathwater is black. "Like the Amazon," she whispers through a cupped hand, which checks out. Some parts of the river bloom black like ink. Her bath times stretch, and soon she even sleeps there. Her body raisins, the skin thins and blues, her vein system surface. She looks like a map. "This is my best option," she puffs one night. Brother invests in tea stock. Sister's habit kicks the market straight up. "Get a look at that bell curve," brother winks. He starts giving tours. "Water's so dark you can't see much below the collarbone, so..." "Not indecent," brother grins. "Still, I float a scarf on the surface when tourists traipse through. I imagine I'm upholding a part of some sister's code. A middle finger to the man. I am noble. I lean into my heroism. In the evenings, I sit on the tub's edge reading fairy tales or Vogue articles aloud while she soaks. "Things are coming along," she sings. But from this angle, it's plain that the lobes of her ears are sagging. She lifts a hand to scratch, and the tips of her fingers droop like balloons. She is waterlogged. So I say to her, "You are waterlogged," and she answers, "The problem is, we're always so dry." And I take this to mean, I know what I'm doing. The tea bags are clogging the drain. Some slip through and cement in the pipe curve. The water runs slower and slower. Sister is rippled and tea-stained, more mealworm than girl. She looks weak. So I tell her, "You look weak," and she snuffs in my direction, which I take to mean, it's all part of the plan. I sleep in the bathroom. She talks more and more. All night she whispers in my ear, "The stars are not a map, they are an alphabet. This is a mathematical disease, and what I'm saying is, the numbers don't line up." I listen and listen. I scoop sopping tea bags from the bath and dump new boxes. "Every peach is a parallel," she tells me as I clip the nails on her bloated toes. I woke this morning to a pigeon in a pink suit. "The pin of its head opened like a cap," she breathes. I start scratching down her mumbles in case the answer to the universe is tucked inside. Her eyes have sunk deeper into her skull. She looks like a naked mummy, so I say, "You look like a naked mummy," and ask, "What's with this tea?" She looks at me with her cloudy eyes and hums, "Divide the equation so the seam splits and sand pours from the fat lips of gravity," which I take to mean, I'm telling you, we're too dry.
Thank you.
Rachel Rear is a writer from the Carolinas, with work in Smoke Long Quarterly, Sporklet, and elsewhere. You can find her on Twitter at Rachel Rear. Through the lens of cooking and eating, this next beautiful poem ties together family, love, pain, and the fragility of the body. The result, both powerful and vivid. It's called Kitchen Work. It was written by I.S. Jones and published by Honey Literary on January 21st, 2021. Enjoy.
Kitchen Work. I used to believe it was a conjuring. Three clicks, fire in its seven tongues lapping from the stove top. Bubbles rise from the metal floor and begin its rhythmic churning. Mommy says to cook, you must bring together everything you love. Olive oil, onion, garlic, tomatoes, basil, sprig of thyme. The tongue can tell what is fresh from what is left petrified in the fridge. I grind fresh habaneros and the labor pickles my eyes red. Maybe I'm not the flower bearer, but I am a romantic. Once I opened my heart and now I cut my garlic fresh. Outside this kitchen, my hands are an omen. Red blade, legacy of moral surrender. But here, my hands are all chemical. Fish flank in the pan. I say I love you. I need you to survive with my hands, and no one goes hungry in my house. Mommy teaches me how to clean a fish. In the next opening, pull out the fish's red accordion. Open its hull with a blade. Unburden the fish of its organs like some macabre celebration. Red sky in the afternoon. Red sky stirring in my pot. I make my stew slow. Each of us knows a recipe for poison. I know my sister is allergic to peanut oil. I consider the red accordion in her throat, her hands clawing as any animal would for air. I consider the alchemy of oil churning through her body, the invader moving like shadows in her blood revolting into the color of winter. I put my dreams back in the cupboard. I cut my sister a bowl of red oranges, her mouth gleaming a warning in the light.
I.S. Jones' chapbook, Spells of My Name, is forthcoming with Newfound in 2021. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at I.S. Jones Poetry, or on her website at isjones.com. For our final piece, we're honored to feature our first translated poem, in which Rajiv Mahabir reads different iterations of the same piece. We highly recommend that you read this translated poem as well as listen to each variation, its music, and the changes that occur. It's called Sita K. Jumar. It was written by Rajiv Mahabir and published by the Sag Anthology on October 31st, 2020. Enjoy.
Sita K. Jumar. स्टाब्रुक के बाजार में अंगूठिये गिरी गायल रे। स्टाब्रुक के बाजार में अंगूठिया गिरी गायल रे। हम से किसी आए बाकी हमार गलतियां नहीं। सांस करैला छोखा खावे सासुर दारू पिए। सासुराल में परदेसिया रोटी टप टप्पे और दाल चौंके। अमवा ले भेजल हमके जिरा लाए भेजे हमके। बकरा तगल हमके संगे जाने ना मांगे है। गिनिप लाए भेजल हमके जामुन लाए भेजल हमके ससुराल में परदेसिया मसाला पीसे और बारा तले और हन पिताई है हमार मायके बाबा से किसी आई है सैया किसी आई हमसे गलतिया नहीं हमार रामा स्टाब्रुक के बाजार में अंगूठिया गिरी गयल रे मे रिंग फॉल फ्रॉम मी फिंगर अ स्टाब्रुक मे हस्बैंड गो वेक्स हि मरवा ईट करैला छोखा हि फारा सक्रोम स्टेरी मिनानो टंटरम मिडस क्लापर रोटी एंड चौंकी डिडाल मे हस्बैंड सेंड मी अ मार्केट फॉर बाय मांग्रो एम फॉरगेट जीरा बाकरा बिन टेक मी वे विद एम कम मिना बे वहां फिर कम वे मे हस्बैंड सेंड मी मस्ट बाय गिनप एंड जामुन मिना नो वन फॉर ही माई बाप मेरस पीसे दे मसाला मेरस फ्राइडे बारा ईगो सेंड कंप्लेंट टू मी मुमा एम वेक्स विद मी फादर मे हस्बैंड गो वेक्स विद मी बट नॉट मिना डू मे रिंग फॉल फ्रॉम मी हान स्टाब्रुक My ring slipped from my finger in Stabrook Market. My love will be angry for what was his fault. His mother's eaten karaila choka, his father's sucked rum. I'm a stranger in their home, clapping roti, spicing dal. My love sent me to buy mangoes. He sent me to buy jeera. Bakra kidnapped me. I didn't want to go. My love sent me to buy ginips, to buy jamun. I'm a stranger in their home, grinding spices, frying bara. He will complain to my mother, gripe to my father. My love, it's not my fault. My ring fell off in Stabrook Market.
Rajiv Mahabir is a poet, translator, and memoirist who lives and works in Boston, Massachusetts. His memoir, Antiman, drops June 22nd from Restless Books, and his next book of poems, Cutlish, comes out in September from Four Way Books. You can find him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rajiv Mahabir, or on his website at rajivmahabir.com. Micro is edited and curated by Dylan Evers and produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. Our theme song is by Matt Ordez. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published in the show notes. Subscribe to the show and check out some of our other episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also always find our shows at micropodcast.org, and you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.